WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is blasting Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza, saying it has created a, quote, horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters.
We have a number of incidents that we continue to look at to try to get the best possible assessment.
Blinken appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. In Gaza, the health ministry says the death toll has now exceeded 35,000 people, mostly civilians. CBS's Remy Innocenzio gets a closer look at the human toll of the war.
Outside her makeshift shelter, Jamila Abu Jabara lost nearly her entire family in an Israeli strike. My 8-year-old son's body is still under the rubble, she said. I'm waiting for a ceasefire to pull him out. She was a mother of 7 children. Her 10-year-old daughter, Dima, is the only survivor. She said, I wish this war would end. Many in Israel wish that too.
There's been a major change in the Russian government. President Vladimir Putin has tapped a civilian economist, Andrei Belousov, to replace Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. The BBC's James Landale on the possible reason.
I think the interesting thing about this appointment of his replacement by an economist, somebody who's not a military person, somebody who's been a deputy prime minister, is just how significant the economy now is in driving Russia's war machine.
Jury selection gets underway tomorrow in the trial of a Democratic U.S. senator. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is following that.
The bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez is expected to begin. Prosecutors are accusing Menendez and his wife Nadine of taking bribes from 3 businessmen in exchange for political favors and of conspiring to have the senator act as a foreign agent for Egypt. They have both pleaded not guilty and will be tried separately.
It was cleanup day in the town of Finleyville, Pennsylvania, near Pittsburgh last night after a tornado tore through town.
We're told 12 homes were destroyed. Commissioner Nick Sherman says that he believes one of them is his childhood home.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, anytime something like this happens, your heart goes out to these people and you want to make sure that we get them all the resources that we have.
We're told that no one was hurt. The people here tell me they're grateful for that.
That's CBS News Pittsburgh's Mamie Baugh. An upset in tennis. Number one player in the world, Novak Djokovic, lost to Alejandro Tablio at the Italian Open in Rome. Djokovic was playing his first game since getting hit by a metal falling water bottle while he was signing autographs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground. The carousel goes round and round. Balance comes from inside.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is Last Crack and Slicing Steel from Sinister Funk House 17. Before that, Sensei from The Uprising, Essential Last Crack, happens every Sunday night at 8 o'clock here across Civic Media. What is your Essential Last Crack? Why don't you send me an email right now? Give me two songs to play for Essential Last Crack. We'll get it in the queue for next week for you. That's jimmyk@civicmedia.us, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the 8 o'clock hour. We're breaking out some of the rocker closet songs in the library for this hour. We've got Mojo Radio on the way. We'll do some Sexy Esther, Smoking with Superman. Right now it's Moxie Rocks, Victims of the Night. This is a big song here. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Victims of the night. Victims of the night. Victims of the night.
Max Inc. Sunday night on Civic Media. We are local music with Smokin' with Superman. That was E-Funk. Before that, Sexy Esther and Mr. Moon. And a little Moxie Rocks out of Milwaukee before that. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, make sure you tune in for M. Shell and Max Inc. Heavy. Tonight, Brad Van from Droid's Attack joins M. Shell on the air. That's coming up tonight at 10 o'clock. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. Every Sunday night at 10 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's do that Mojo Radio like I promised. This is High Horse. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
everyone is asking the questions about who. To the answer, it's coming from within. See those who broke your heart, seeking that which steals their soul.
Scuba review on a Sunday evening with Daybreaks hanging out during Rocker's Closet. That song is actually not that old. It was released maybe 5 years ago or so. Fat Function in front of that, Don't Destroy the Funk. That's about as old as Rocker is himself. I'm Jimmy K hanging out with you. Rocker's Closet this hour coming up at 9 o'clock. It's a replay of Live in the Lair. Typically, we play last night's performance, but we're replaying the replay from last night with Kaylin Cole. back in August of 2023. Our first show in the brand new Civic Media Studios on State Street, plus the Jorge wrote a web story that won a Wisconsin Broadcasting Award. How cool is that? Anyway, it's a great layer. You're going to want to check it out tonight at 9 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're doing some Rocker's Closet right now. This band has some brand new music out, but this is one of their older songs. It's Bad Wolf. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
not, never to be the same again, to rethink the same thought, but we cannot go back in time to set free the spell spinning inside the bird, to clip the breath away and let it go.
Rocker's Closet with Driver 13. That is Joey on Max Cinco Civic Media. We are local music. Joey, that's probably one of their fan favorites that everybody knows from Driver 13. Bad Wolf before that. All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we got the replay of Live in the Lair, Kaylin Cole from August of 2023. Our very first show in the new Civic Media Studios. It's a great lair. Enjoy it. Coming up at 10 o'clock, M-Shell, Max Inc. Heavy. Brad Van will be her guest. Don't forget, you could tell your smart speaker to listen to WMDX to say play WMDX or play WAUK. And it just happens. And don't forget, grab the Civic Media app at your favorite app store or right now at civicmedia.us. All right, I'm out of here. We'll see you next week. Right now, we'll leave you with Chicago Blues Hall of Famer. It's Paul Flipowitz on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
When the lights are low, that's a boogie real slow. When the lights are low, that's a devil boogie, baby. It's the damnest thing you ever know. The boogie real slow. When the lights are low, the boogie real slow. When the lights are low, she does the devil boogie, baby. It's the damnest thing she knows. Do the devil boogie, baby, yeah.
knew that Wisconsin sounded so good?
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depeer and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.